For this segment of the How We Believe series, we're visiting about a section of the book titled The Treasure Hidden in a Field. The section we are visiting about now is The Revelation of God. I'm Alan Pearness, and I'm visiting with Yoko Hopsari. Yoko lives together with his wife in Minnesota and is a member of the Rockford congregation. Welcome, Yoko. Thank you for having this visit with me. To begin, I will read the key points from the section that we will visit about under this general section of the Revelation of God. The section we will visit about now is the general and specific revelation. If you wish to read along in your book of the treasure hidden in a field, it's found on pages 19 and 20. God is beyond human understanding, yet he reveals himself. He does so generally through nature, history, conscience, and life events, and specifically through Holy Scripture and Jesus Christ. As you may note, that is a summary of that point four of Christian doctrine that is a publication that is on the LLC website. General revelation shows God's power and righteousness, but fallen humanity cannot truly know God or salvation through that alone. Therefore, God gave his word so people may know him rightly through Christ. So Yoko, when we visit about this section, it speaks about how God reveals himself generally to all people, and then specifically in his word, in his son, Christ. We know how God's word and how Jesus even spoke specifically about this, and how the Gospels record that Jesus is the word of God, and that he is the word that has become flesh. So when we think about how God reveals himself, what thoughts or experiences have come to mind for you when you consider how God has revealed himself to people?
It is so interesting to think invisible God. God who is so majestic, huge, or different that it's basically impossible for us to comprehend it. And we have no means to find him. We have no senses. We cannot see him. We cannot do anything to prove his existence. So he, in his wisdom, has found ways to reveal him. How many times we in the nature marvel? Or when we see an animal which is so extraordinary looking, we see the vastness of God's creation in difference. So he obviously has found a very wonderful way of proving that this cannot have started without God's doing it. So I find it interesting how God proves his existence as we, or you read in the nature, for instance.
Yes. I have thought of how this revelation of God is general, and how it is even stated here that it's general, and it's revealed to everyone. And I was thinking about earlier in this year, in 2026, there was a NASA space mission that was again done heading towards the moon. They went and looked at the moon and came back home. And how there on Easter Sunday, one of the astronauts was moved to speak about this planet Earth, and how seeing it from outside of the bounds of Earth, how it gave him a very interesting and very good thoughts about what God has created for us, and that how God has has set all of this in motion for us. And his answer and his thoughts were scriptural. They were based on his own personal faith. And he was able to see how God is majestic. And I thought of this, that this is this general revelation of nature and how God has revealed himself to everyone in this way. And we think of how people have pondered God's existence for millennia, since the beginning of time, and they have wondered about God. And I've thought about how even Abraham, how he wondered and he heard God call him, that there, when we're in awe of nature, that we cannot make our temple to God there, that then God approaches us personally and he reveals himself through his word and through his beloved son, our Lord Jesus. Yoko, have you had thoughts, or I'd like to ask you a question about this, that how does God's word speak to us of how Christ is revealed specifically to a person? Can someone receive Christ by reading the word of God?
God is so loving towards everyone that he does not demand even an ability to read. God has made himself so clearly, if I dare to say visible. But of course, God is not visible, but like in the nature, like you said, I saw the same picture that these astronauts took, and the difference between the dead moon surface and the earth behind it was beautiful. Nobody could find, or nobody could make the mistake of saying which of these objects was livable and which was not. So this general revelation is so generous that everyone, no matter where in the world they live, see it obvious. And so I thought that God wants everyone to have the same kind of opportunity to understand that there must be God. And then God's word describes God clearly enough that if someone is truthful to himself and obedient to the word of God, will start searching for God. And that search should and has to always start with a prayer. God has promised that those who will search will find. Who shall knock, it shall be opened unto them. So God gives everyone the same possibility to be able to find God. So that even if someone cannot read, they still have tools to find God. Prayer is the clearest and the straightest connection to God. God hears even the prayers of an unbeliever who wants to find God and humbly prays for him. God hears that prayer.
Yes, he does. And I think of there how many examples in Scripture indicate this, and how Jesus taught so specifically to those in his time. And it was recorded how Jesus taught them to pray, and he taught them to also to seek God, and that they will. And how you even quoted words of Jesus there, that to knock on the door and it will be opened unto you. So Jesus taught in this way. And I've thought of even after the time of Jesus, when Philip was guided to the Ethiopian eunuch who had left Jerusalem and still hadn't found peace with God. He had been in Jerusalem for the festivals, and then he was on his way and he was seeking God. And Philip was shown what was happening, and he was guided by God to go and approach this man. and they began to speak about the Word of God. And there, the Word was a closed word for this man who was reading it. He was reading it and trying to pry it open with his own mind, and he wasn't able to, and it frustrated him, and he thought it was so impossible for him to receive anything from this or to receive any comfort or guidance or anything like this. But then when Philip was able to speak to him about the Word of God, and he opened it to him in the way of what the intent of God's Word is that it shows one to Christ. And then he was able to comprehend and believe. We have examples in our day that we live of these things happening. And I know you have been involved with this Kingdom of Peace work that has come about in the last 2 years or so, where there is a mission work website called kingdomofpeace.net. And there have been Facebook and Instagram pages that have been created to support this and for people to connect with. And yet we see how people seek God today in the same way as this Ethiopian eunuch sought God in his time, and how it is only God's kingdom that can open the way of God, the way of the Lord Jesus, to one. When we think about God's word and God's specific revelation to people, we are left in a very small way. But we've often said that the key to opening the Word of God is the Holy Spirit. And I wonder, Yoko, do you have any thoughts on this, thinking about how even in the example of the Ethiopian eunuch, and how God's Spirit then travels to one who is seeking him through repentance, when they can repent and believe the gospel, that then they become partakers of this Spirit. Do you have any thoughts on this, and then how God has revealed himself in this?
Yes, I would ask, did the Ethiopian eunuch find God, or did God find him? I think this Ethiopian eunuch, he tried. He did all that he could. He traveled the long distance from Ethiopia to Jerusalem. And obviously he went to the temple. Obviously he prayed there. Obviously he did all that he could. But he couldn't find God. But he knocked on the door in prayer, and God opened the door. So God found him. God sent Philip there. So if there is someone listening who is looking for God, I said, don't lose your hope. Pray to God in humbleness and simpleness, and God will find you.
Yes, that is important. I've thought of this in the Word of God, and it fits with this general and specific revelation that for someone who is on the outside of God's kingdom, the Word of God is all law. And it is like the Apostle Paul said, that it's the schoolmaster that drives them to Christ, or that shows them the way to Christ. But it doesn't let them into God's kingdom. That then when they are guided to God's kingdom, that then they can hear the message of the forgiveness of sins. And oh, how one who has heard and believe this proclamation of the forgiveness of sins, that this becomes the life-giving gospel that we often say. And this is what God's word leads us to. And it all of God's word, the Old Testament and the New Testament, it leads us to the proclamation of the forgiveness of sins. It did so in the apostles' time. It did so in Jesus' time, when he even spoke in the synagogues. And then he said that today this scripture is revealed to you before your very eyes, that this was the same proclamation of the forgiveness of sins. So when we think about this and when we ponder these matters, we are left in, as we often say, that the gospel is in its old place here in God's kingdom. And it is the power of God unto salvation. This is the eye-opening, the revelation of Christ, the revelation of God is in the power of the gospel. Yoko, do you have any final thoughts as we wrap up this visit?
One more thought. When you mentioned how the Bible is all law, yes, from the outside. And when you enter, when you receive the grace of repentance, it turns to be the book full of promises. All God's promises can be owned in faith.